morning. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Snow White. The wicked queen didn't get to hear what she wanted to hear when she asked the mirror on the wall, who was the fairest in the land? Mirrors are everywhere. Our cars, many rooms in our houses, purses for women. Every building we go to, there's a place that you can find your reflection. It may reflect good things or things that we don't like to see, like a pimple or hair that's out of place. I don't have that problem anymore. Maybe you missed a spot shaving. Maybe it helps with applying makeup for women or seeing something else that we need to fix about our appearance. That is what I'm talking about today. A look into the mirror. Most of us start our day out at some point before we go out into public looking into a mirror. Some of us don't like to make any adjustments, or we don't make any adjustments. Since I don't have any hair, I don't have any adjustments to make a lot of times, so I just go. James 1:23-25. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Your speech is either a reflection of God or a reflection of what the world has done to you and impressed on you and gotten into your skin. Why would it be of the world? Everyone wants to feel accepted by their peers. Sometimes the world's language can be reflected by us if we let it affect us and become our mindset. As a former NBA star, Charles Barkley, famously once said, "I'm not a role model." Sometimes we are something regardless of whether we want to be or not. Being a famous athlete, Charles Barkley was a role model whether he wanted to be or not. I work for Anderson Erickson Dairy, and if I do something in the public eye that makes them look bad, I will probably get fired. My family worked hard for the Engle last name to make it a good name in the public eye. If I do bad things, I can tarnish or even ruin my family's name that they worked hard to make. If one of us does things that worldly people even see as wrong, but don't care, we can reflect badly on the church. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Being a new creation means we put on Christ, and get rid of the worldly parts. If we go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 33. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity and covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is bound in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, for it is shameful to even speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let us look carefully at how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he may sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she may be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and shall hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. There's a lot of good things to reflect upon that chapter. The things that we're not supposed to have anything to do with anymore. We're supposed to put those worldly things away, and we know what they are. And we're supposed to love our wives as Christ loved the church. In the world, we're constantly bombarded with Matthew 7, verse 1. Don't judge or you will be judged. We are reflections of Christ. We need to be self-aware to what we are doing. If we are not imitators of Christ, someone is doing us a favor if they point this out to us. They're not being mean. They're doing us a favor. They're showing us love. Wives are a blessing from God in so many ways. Mine says that she loves preparing meals for us because she loves us. But she loves it when I cook out on the grill, so she gets a break from cooking. She does the laundry and cleans, keeps us organized, make the house running smooth as a family, despite battling headaches that are devastating and cause her many times to be completely worn down and helpless. She still battles through it because of her love to the family. And that is a reflection of Christ. She shows endless love on a consistent basis for her family. When I look in the mirror, do I treat my wife as Christ treated the church? I do not, in my eyes, or in reality, do a good job at all. I see all the flaws. I see every mistake, every thought, every action or non-action. I'm ashamed of the way that I am towards her when I consider how Christ treated the church and loved the church. Be to our wives as Christ was to the church. That's a high bar. And we have to try to make sure that we are striving for that bar. Christ died for the church, and he loved the church. How do we act toward the one that we love and chose all over all the other ones that we could have chose to love us? How does that compare to the love that Christ showed the church? Young people, remember this when you're choosing someone to marry and spend the rest of your life with. Can you love them this way? Many years ago now, Michael Jackson had a famous song that came out, Man in the Mirror. Some of the lyrics in it read as follows. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. God and Jesus want us to make a change as well, to represent them in the ways that we act. Galatians 3:26 through 28. For in Christ you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5, 1 through 13. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans. For a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit. And as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present, when the power of the Lord Jesus, with the power of the Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexual immoral of this world, or the greedy, or swindlers, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother. If he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reveler, drunkard, or swindler, not to even eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging the outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. Evil deeds can't continue in the church. They have to stop, especially considering it as a reflection on the church. As it says in this set of verses, it's not even tolerated among pagans to act like this. And we have it in the church. It's got to be taken out. We all are a reflection on the church, regardless what we think. Romans 13, 12 through 14. The night is far gone, the day is at hand, so then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. We need to make sure that we put ourselves in the right situations. Some mirrors or surfaces can give you distorted reflections. They lie to you about your appearance, and it's obvious that you aren't really that tall. Funhouse mirrors can be funny, but you know they aren't truthful. Are we looking truthfully at the appearance that we are giving off? 2 Corinthians 3:18, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. When we look into God's glory, we need to be realizing the changes that need to be made in our lives to represent him. If we are in Christ, how can we be partners with sin? Sometimes we have to be shown our own mistakes. When David sinned with Bathsheba, Nathan showed him a mirror. Not a physical mirror, but he made him look at himself and see what he'd done. David didn't like what he saw, and he was repentant of it. Jonah didn't like the people of Nineveh, and he wanted them punished so bad that he tried to go someplace else. The Lord did not send him there. The Lord sent a great fish to swallow him and had his point made, and Nineveh repented, and Jonah still wasn't happy. God had to make his point again to him about how he was viewing the people of Nineveh. If we go to Jonah 4, 5 through 11. Jonah went out of the city and sat in the east of the city and made a booth for himself, and there he sat under the shade till he could see what would become of the city. Now the Lord appointed a plant and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shade over his head to save him from the discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly glad because of this plant. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm to attack the plant so that it withered. When the sun arose, God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint. And he asked that he might die and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Do you do well to be so angry for the plant?" And he said, "Yes, I do well to be angry, angry enough to die." And the Lord said, "You pity the plant for which you did not labor, you did not make it grow, which came up into being in a night and perished in a night. And should not I pity Nineveh, a great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who did not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle?" God showed him a mirror again. He showed him twice to get Jonah to go to Nineveh and to show that those people deserved to be shown pity on. And the way that he looked at those people was not right. He had to be shown. Christ and his apostles showed many people mirrors, and they did not like what they were seeing. They did not like what was being told to them. How many times does God have to show you a mirror? Or does he have to have someone try to show you a mirror to show you what you've done? There are many things that show us our reflection other than mirrors. Water, glass, eyes reflect, metal reflects, our cell phones even show us our own appearances. Many can be helpful. Are you ready to do with that reflection what you need to do? Adjust what is not right? You have an opportunity to do that as we offer you the gospel invitation to either be baptized or bring forth a concern that you need the church to help you with as we stand and sing the invitation.